This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado has the nation's lowest obesity rate. That's according to a report from the Trust for America's Health. CPR health reporter John Daly has more.
That figure was 25% of adults last year. That was a slight increase of about 5% from 2019. And 3 decades ago, the prevalence of obesity was much lower, about 10%. Obesity is linked with health problems like diabetes, heart disease, complications of COVID-19, and more. The report noted progress. Fewer states recorded adult obesity rates at or above 35%. But the report authors say progress is limited and now at risk as funding for public health is slashed. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
It's a blustery afternoon across parts of the state, but beware of so-called zombie trees on days like this. Yvette Fernandez of the Mountain West News Bureau explains.
Zombie trees may look like they're alive, but they're really in a state of demise. Las Vegas arborist Ken Busey says during the fall, it's not always easy to distinguish between dormant and dying trees. He says trees that are in poor health can break apart and pose a significant risk.
If you have small children and they're playing in the backyard and your tree's half dead, half alive, a small branch falling from 10, 15 feet in the air and hits a child on the head could be a big injury.
Nearly 100 people die in a typical year from falling trees and broken limbs, according to the Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration. Wind and ice storms can weaken trees, so can drought and pollution. Busey recommends that trees around the house be inspected annually. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Yvette Fernandez.
A freeze warning is in effect for the Denver Metro and I-25 corridor overnight. Forecasters say this is likely a killing freeze for much of the area. This is CPR News in KRCC.